Let's turn it over to Mr. Shepherd. Why don't you give us an update of where the school's at, where the NSAA is at, where the NSEA is at, all of the acronyms that you have to deal with, Greg, on this deal. So I'll unmute you now.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. You're right about all the different organizations. I think I've spent more time on these Zoom type calls over the last week and a half than I really care to. And you kind of get tired of all the rehashing and everything. But I really welcome this opportunity because, you know, it's right here at home in Cambridge, Nebraska. And obviously many of us have already been working together as a community to try to, you know, seek the appropriate measures as we continue to move forward. Just for everybody's piece of information, when this, you know, kind of came to light about a week and a half ago, it wasn't just Greg Shepherd and Jared Albers sitting in the office saying, okay, what are we going to do next? Initially, we had an emergency board meeting with all six board members who are extremely supportive of the direction of the district and how we're addressing this and have had input in regards to the direction that the district is going and has been nothing but supportive of the administration and staff as we continue to move forward now. One of the areas that we wanted to focus on was we recognize we're a service organization. And we want to make sure that in this situation, while we don't have students in the school, how can we best serve this community? We also held a meeting, which we included Jess Fisher from the hospital and also Tom from Pinpoint. And we also had Mayor Gunderson from the city, along with some school board members. Again, just trying to seek information from one another, share information, and see where we can help one another out. And obviously, those meetings have been extremely beneficial. You already heard from Jessica, you know, that we've made some of our resources available to them in the event that they're needed, and vice versa. But we've also, in working with Tom in regards to Pinpoint, to ensure that our students have communication opportunities through the technology. And the school district did put together a survey for parents to ensure that if they didn't have internet service, that we could get that information to Tom for Pinpoint and see to it that they had that availability to them, along with technology that the school district can supply to them. I would also say along with that, when we talk about being a service organization, we immediately enacted and moved forward on a breakfast and lunch program for all students. The federal government is reimbursing the district for all of the breakfasts and lunches. And to date, we have 161 kids that we are serving daily in regards to meals, which I really applaud the team that we have here at the school district that's making that happen and providing that opportunity. And I think it's been received extremely positively throughout the district. And I would just stress to everyone, you know, that's not just kids in need or kids on free and reduced. This is for all kids. And, you know, when school's out for a prolonged period of time, especially unexpectedly, as parents are trying to deal with if one's going to be at home, if they're both in the workplace, how that's going to work to ensure that their kids do have meals. And I get it, too. The other side is supervision. But the meal side, we can help out on. And so if you are not signed up, please go to our website and get signed up. We would love to provide those breakfasts and lunches for all of our students. But we feel really good at where we're at right now. Just a piece of information. We did close the school down for 2 weeks this past Friday. And so the school for students is closed until April 5th. And the statement that we made as a district a week ago was that we would address this every 2 weeks as we continue forward. And so on April 3rd, we will announce then what our intentions are moving forward. We are not mandated to be closed. It is up to each and every district, but every district is now closed. And everyone has been having, you know, a lot of conversation about e-learning and what that looks like. What we've chosen to do as a district and why we took the 2 weeks to not have students engaged is to give our staff an opportunity. I mean, we've got a great staff here that have been working vigorously since last week when we met, and they're identifying essential learning pieces that kids need to have and be provided with in regards to the rest of this school year, but then also in preparation for their futures. And so our teachers today came in for a quick meeting and had identified what those learning pieces were for their programs. Now they'll be spending the next 7 to 10 days preparing lessons that will go out electronically for our students or for our elementary students. It'll be in paper form, but it will allow parents to work with their students and also students to work independently in learning experiences and things that our teachers have identified as being necessary for them. And so, you know, the teachers, while not necessarily working in the building very much, they've had deadlines that they have to meet, and they have directives that they have to meet. And like I said, have been working vigorously, and we really appreciate that. On the other side of it, we also have hourly employees, and we have maintained their employment and actually have them in working with the lunch and breakfast program. And but on top of that, they're working with our custodial staff as we do a deep, thorough cleaning and disinfecting to our facility. So when the kids do return, they're going to return to a very clean facility that hopefully does not have many germs whatsoever left in it. But again, you know, some people have chosen not to, be home with their kids, but others have continued working forward. We want to provide, you know, a paycheck to every one of our employees, if at all possible. The other thing that I would say along those lines is in regard to our commitment to the community, we have agreements and we do a lot of business with some of our small businesses here in town. I've contacted most of them, but I've let them know that we will continue forward because we have a budget. And obviously that budget is financed through our taxpayers. But we will continue to make the payments to our local businesses that we would on a normal year. And we're close to the end of the year, so, you know, that's easy for us to do. So, you know, one prime example is we always have a bill to the golf course in regards to our golf teams and all of their use and our different golf outings that are held there for our kids. We will continue to pay that amount because obviously they have needs and they have bills that they have to be able to make too. And that's in regards to all of our small businesses here in town. The other thing that I would say is, you know, in regards to the NSAA, I was very glad to see that the NSAA has not just canceled everything like so many different organizations have. Obviously, things are changing rapidly, sometimes on an hourly basis. And today they did make the announcement that there would be no practices or events until May 1st. So now it's, you know, been moved back to May 1st. And I don't know what those intentions are. If it's, you know, we would still have time for district track and state track and district golf and state golf. That may be some of the rationale. Didn't see a lot of rationale in regards to that announcement. But again, you know, they're still hopeful that things will swing the other direction in a positive nature, and we can still provide some great opportunities for our kids. And then lastly, what I would say is in regards to our academics here at the school, so in a week and a half, beginning on April 6th, if we are going to be out of school for another period of time, and we'll announce that on the 3rd, but starting the 6th, we would start posting opportunities for kids, learning opportunities in which they would be engaged with their teachers and have those opportunities through Zoom type of technology like what we're utilizing today. And, you know, just to keep the kids in that learning mode moving forward, but also to help provide some guidance to our parents. And, you know, there's been some questions asked, you know, why didn't we get things rolling immediately? Well, this is something that's way, way different that nobody's had to deal with. And I can tell you from the standpoint of myself and Mr. Albers, when it comes from the Nebraska Department of Education and the governor's office, and also from our ESU, we're given a little bit of guidance, but not much whatsoever. It's pretty much, hey, you as districts, you make your decisions based on your kids, your community, what your needs are. We're here to support you. And so, you know, we're trying to do the best we can, but we want to be very diligent and extremely organized in what we put out there to our community and to our kids. And giving us this two-week period for our teachers to be engaged with one another and develop these different types of learning opportunities is definitely a way that's going to be organized. And when we do implement it for the kids, I think they're going to see that it was worth the two-week wait. So with that, that's kind of where we're at. I don't know if there's other questions in that regards, but be happy to answer any.
Any questions for Mr. Shepherd in regards to what the school has done or is doing, continues to do? I will commend you guys, Greg, on keeping the employment as you can. I mean, I'm glad you understand that your budget is there and that you guys are mindful on that. I've mentioned that to you before, but wanted to make that mention today as well. Any questions for Mr. Shepherd? As always, I'm sure if there is questions, feel free to reach out directly to him. He's very forthcoming in what they're trying to accomplish. So thanks again, Mr. Shepherd, for your time.
Hey, and Tom, are you still there?
Yep.
Hey, the other thing I was going to say to you is, I mean, we have our webpage. Please, for anybody, steer them to our webpage. We've got everything listed in there. We've got recommended learning opportunities right now for parents and for kids that they can access free of charge on the internet. And then just also, as we put surveys out, please, you know, fill those surveys out. Let us know where we can be of service. We want to help out, but we need that information. And the same thing in working with Pinpoint, you know, as we supply them with that information. If we don't get it from the parents, you know, it's kind of hard for us to pass that along. So, but I appreciate everybody's support of the school and of the personnel here. We're working hard for you.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Shepherd. Appreciate the time. On a side note of what he's mentioned, I think it's important to make sure that all of this information that each individual business is doing along the way as we go through this, maybe help share it out, whether it's through the Facebook world or whatever social media world or wherever we're dealing with it. Economic development can help with that. The chamber can help with that. Just to get disseminating the information out into the public is important. And we also can put things on Channel 7. If you guys need things, we're more than happy to assist in that as well. Just to keep the dialogue flowing.